So let's talk about this. We got to get to the main reason. I want to save this, if we can just save the golf thing for a little bit, because I think a more important part of this conversation is what's happening over at our Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital. That was the other part of the story that I saw on TV the other day. I recognized the face of the woman from Aspirus, too, because she sat right where you were sitting to talk about this new mammogram program that we have. Women don't have to go to a big city. They can stay right here in Tomahawk and take care of these needs right now. And Ties That Bind Us had a hand in this. So either one of you, whoever, what's the background first? Because my memory isn't what it should be. There's a new machine at the Tomahawk Hospital that's helping women. And probably every single day it happens. So what is that machine? What's happening over at Aspirus?
Well, a 3D mammogram, it's much more depth in its screening. It can find 41% more invasive cancers. It can reduce unnecessary callbacks by up to 40% and detect cancers up to 15 months sooner.
Wow.
And the sooner you catch it, the better outcome, the longer their survivor rate.
That's life and death.
It is.
That's life and death.
It is. It's just amazing. And with rural women, in the past, we've had to travel somewhere if you want that 3D mammogram. So now we have it right here. Initially, they had we had talked about doing some funding towards it. And then they said, hey, how about if you set up a fund to help support the women? Like Carla said, insurance doesn't cover screenings until you're 45 years old. Some women need that earlier.
Especially if there's genetics involved in family
Correct.
History, I would think, right?
Correct.
If there is genetics involved, there can be earlier screening than 45.
Okay.
But that's not a huge percent. Less than 10% of breast cancers are genetically related.
But you got to do some things to get to know if you have those genes in the first place or other testing. I know that from other forms of cancer. But that's a whole other ball of wax, another story. But if you know that, this is a lifesaver, though,
right.
Bottom line.
And this program complements the Wisconsin Rural Women's Program. They do provide mammograms to underserved, uninsured women. Some do not qualify, maybe because of an income level or
okay.
an age level. We're able to support that. We're able to help fund that. So, and also if there's, after that initial screening, if there's follow-ups with ultrasounds, MRIs, and their insurance doesn't cover it, we can help with that also.
And from my understanding, all of our bodies are all different, and so breast tissue isn't the same woman to woman. There's more dense, there's less dense, and that's why for women with the more dense breast tissue, this is the lifesaver. This 3D thing is where it's going to find the bad stuff.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Very important to know that stuff. So bottom line is you guys have been raising money. This program here at our local hospital, they've got the machinery. So how do we bring the people that are underserved and that need this help but might not be able to get the money one way or the other? $10,000 from Ties That Bind Us is going to help that to happen. So what do women need to do to get access to that care through your donation? How does that work?
They will go to their provider here at Tomahawk, and it's up to the providers to give them, first of all, the Wisconsin Well Women Program, see if they qualify for that. If they don't, then we're the next step.
Okay.
But it has to go through a provider. Someone just can't come to us and say,
right.
hey, I need a mammogram. It has to go through their provider.
And that's not, I wouldn't think that's not, it's not a difficult thing for women to get, is it?
It should not be.
Okay, good. Okay.
And then they'll reach out to us, and we just started at this baseline. It's not like when $10,000 is used up. If there's a really strong need, we'll be relooking at this program. But like I said, this community is extremely generous.
Okay.
And all of our money stays right here, so we have to make sure that people understand that these are supporting the Tomahawk and surrounding areas.
Okay. Greater Tomahawk area, we can call it that.
That's great. Yep.
And so the women that are less than 45 years old, insurance isn't going to cover that. Some women may be in a situation where they just don't have the money, but they still have a family to raise. They still want to be on this earth as long as anybody else. And so what do we tell those? You're already serving women that here in this community younger than 45. In fact, way younger than 45.
Absolutely, which is another strong reason. We're all cancer survivors, and most of us were in our 40s. In fact, all of us, I think, we're in our 40s. And currently we're helping to support at least six women in our area that are under the age of 30.
Wow. So yeah, it pays to be, go to your doctor regularly. That's the first thing. If the doctor says, you know, we're looking at a little something here that we may need to look at a little bit more, please don't let a financial situation stand in the way of going further with that examination, because like it's life and death. A lot of times it's life and death. And the more information you have, the more likely you are to survive. I would assume that's a correct statement.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we're always going to need more money for this, because I don't think this is going away anytime soon. So let's raise some more money. June Cleavage Open is coming up here very soon. So let's talk about the particulars. First of all, are there more openings for the golf tournament?
Well, we're at 27 teams right now, and
wow,
we cap at 30.
Yeah, we can take a couple more teams, and even if we go over 30, our max would be 36, but that kind of backs things up. So we've kind of found that 30-ish. Okay. Is our happy number. But yeah, it's Saturday, June 6th. We have a shotgun start at 3 o'clock, $50 per person. We have a lot of fun events going on. And this really is our only event that we help with. Actually, it's Inshallah that is actually hosting it.
Okay.
All the rest of our funds comes from donations, comes from like Spirit Falls doing their duck race. You know, there's just different factions that say, hey, we're going to do a little fun event, and we're going to give the money to the ties that bind us.
Right now I'm thinking there are some men listening that may have lost their wives to breast cancer in the past, and they're wondering, how can I help? How can I keep other families from helping out with this or from going through this? How can I help? But I'm not a golfer. But that's okay. I would assume there's going to be other stuff going on out there to keep people's attention, raffle stuff that people can buy, and other ways to support this organization.
First, to make it clear, our organization has been able to advance to helping both men, women of all cancer.
Okay.
So they can benefit going to this as well. And also, the first Tuesday of every month, we have a support group. So those for... It was started by those that were caregivers, and they wanted support. Hmm. So the first Tuesday of every month has been a large group of people, both men and women, and they even come down as far as Minocqua, and we get together and talk about this. But they can play in this event, or they can do a donation, sponsor a hole, or provide a prize.
Okay. So businesses that want to get involved and say, yes, this is something I want to attach my business to, what's the best way to do that?
They can call myself at 715-966-4385. They can send a check to our P.O. Box 541 at any time if anyone wants to do any kind of sponsorship. Carmen Perodin, also, they can contact her, 715-453-4076.
Or you can register at Inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Just stop out on what's the date on it again?
June 6th
is the June Cleavage Open, and Inshallah, benefiting ties that bind us, our cancer support group right here in Little Old Tomahawk. We have our own cancer support group here. It doesn't surprise me. I've been here long enough to know that this is just the way we roll here in Tomahawk. What else do we need to know about ties that bind us? What else do we need to know about the tournament coming up on the 6th? Is there anything else that we can do with some knowledge that'll help ties that bind us?
I just want people to know that we just really, truly care about this community supporting this foundation, and that they know there is no overhead. 100% goes right back to the community. Hmm. And if you know somebody, cancer is kind of scary, and people can give you a lot of bad information. And no two breast cancers, or prostate cancer for that matter, are the same. And some people can really get bad advice. With our foundation, we are Reach to Recovery certified, and we have an obligation for privacy, so it's a safe way to reach out. We can also connect them with other survivors. We don't tell them, you know, where to go for treatment or anything like that, but we can put them in touch with somebody else that maybe has gone through similar cancer diagnosis.
For women that might be, well, men for that matter too, I shouldn't just tunnel vision there, but for people that want to help out with ties that bind us in general, is there anything the organization can use help with? Any volunteer stuff, any more board members, any more, what can you use? What would help?
Well, if anybody feels strong, you know, about being on the board, you know, we would love it. And new ideas are always great.
Yeah.
They can also, you know, contact us if they feel they want to do an event. I mean, we've had young teenagers do a bake sale because their mom had cancer. Mm. So there's a lot of different ways that they can support Ties That Bind Us, and just really maybe recommend us to a friend that might be going through something.
And just to make things really super easy, if you're interested in what we've been talking about this morning, call us here at the radio station. We have all these contact numbers and stuff. We can get folks hooked up with the right folks to make sure that the job gets done. So if it's just easy, call us here.
Yep, and we do have a Facebook page, and we do have it posted.
Okay.
In regards to our support group, we have a phone number on there. It's Julie Winger's phone number. Give a call.
Okay, so go to Facebook/TiesThatBindUs.
Ties That Bind Us of Tomahawk.
Good. And then otherwise, call us here. We can help you out too. Ladies, thanks for being here. God bless. I'm so glad that you're both survivors. I'm so glad that we're getting more survivors all the time with all this new technology. And thank goodness for the generosity of this community that's going to make this technology available for a lot of people that might not have had it otherwise.
Thank you, Jeff.
God bless you both.
Thank you.
And I hope there's a whole bunch, three more teams available for the June Cleavage Open coming up on June 6th. So sign up today. I'll bet those openings are going to go fast here this morning. I'll bet.